Odds are that people in Hollywood are getting up early this morning. That's because Oscar nominations are announced today, continuing the frenzy of an awards season that includes red carpets, gown fittings, and ad campaigns. Reporter Kim Masters is following all the hubbub, and she spoke with Renee Monte.
Let's start with Best Picture. 10 films will be nominated, and I'd like to get the speed prediction of all 10.
All right, here I go. Social Network, King's Speech, Black Swan, The Fighter, The Kids Are All Right, Inception, Toy Story, True Grit. The three in contention for two remaining slots, 127 Hours, The Town, and Winter's Bone.
Okay, so there you go, 11 contenders in a way. What about a clear favorite? I mean, I would have thought that Social Network would have been right there.
And you would have had a lot of company, but this past Saturday, the Producers Guild gave out their awards, and they are pretty good predictors. So up until then, it had been Social Network with this critics group and Social Network for the Globe. But Saturday night, The King's Speech won with the producers, and they're the ones who were early pickers of The Hurt Locker when it was up against Avatar. They were early pickers of No Country for Old Men. They bat pretty good when it comes to predicting Oscars. So now the race is on its ear, and it's a real horse race.
And does that horse race then include the star of The King's Speech, Colin Firth?
I feel like Colin Firth had locked up Best Actor, you know, when I saw it in Toronto. It is the story of King George VI reluctantly having to take the throne on the eve of World War II. He has a stammer. We're going to hear a clip now in which he meets his speech therapist, a commoner, played by Jeffrey Rush, for the first time.
In here, it's better if we're equals.
If we were equals, I wouldn't be here. I'd be home with my wife, and no one would give a damn.
Colin Firth feels like the guy to beat in Best Actor.
Let's move on to Best Actress.
Well, the Best Actress contest seems to be held in the hands right now of Natalie Portman. She's with a new guy. She's got the cute little baby bump. She's running around town telling everyone how happy she is. She is in The Black Swan, which is a movie that has confounded expectations, certainly in Hollywood. Strange movie made by Darren Aronofsky, who did The Wrestler, about sort of a psychodrama behind the scenes, a production of Swan Lake. And let's take a listen to what might be an Oscar-winning performance by Natalie Portman.
I see you obsessed getting each and every move perfectly right, but I never see you lose yourself. All that discipline for what?
Just want to be perfect.
You what?
Want to be perfect.
Wants to be perfect, might win.
Last question on this. There's plenty more to talk about with the Oscars, but I gather there's an issue this year over whether a couple of performances will be recognized as starring or supporting roles.
Yes. Hailee Steinfeld is the young actress in True Grit, which is a remake of an old movie that had John Wayne in it. She is 14 years old and has never really done anything of significant before in acting, but the hope of the Coen brothers, who are the directors of these films, and the studio is that she would be nominated in Best Supporting, where she might actually have a shot, where it would seem less presumptuous. But she's in every frame of the film, so it's kind of hard to say that's a supporting role. And the other one is Leslie Manville, a small movie called Another Year. She plays a sort of a confused and apparently alcoholic friend of this very happy married couple. It's a great performance. Supporting or Best Actress or simply left out of the race, we'll soon find out.
That's Kim Masters of The Hollywood Reporter, also host of The Business on member station KCRW. And we'll check back with Kim after the nominations are announced later this morning.